you know, maybe you're looking in your wallet or your purse and you're looking down there and you're like, I don't have 500. Don't have 1,000. I got $8 though. I'll give that to you. You know what? Chuck did that. Chuck drove to the radio station and sat down with us and opened his wallet, and we asked him why.
Well, I've been so involved with the ministry. You know, our daughter went to River Valley Ranch. I've taken school and church groups to the rodeo, the fireworks on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to Peter and John. I've listened to Dick Ireland. I've listened to you and Aaron, Tracy in the mornings. And it's just been a great blessing over all these years. And being retired, it's crushing that we had to stop being a sponsor on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, since I saw my daughter at the Inner Harbor for lunch, that I would just stop by and challenge anybody that's listening that what I have in my wallet or what you have in your pocket in your money clip, just give it. And I'm here ready to open my wallet and give what I have.
My goodness. God bless you. Bless your heart. God bless you. You know, God is going to honor that. And man, you got a story, and you've got a story that it's like we're connected. You know what I mean?
Everybody, for decades.
For decades. Mm-hmm. It's like the radio station isn't just like an appliance for you. It is it's a living, breathing thing. And we love that. We know that happens for a lot of people.
And I'm in that stage in life where I can't give on a regular basis. But when I was young, I did.
Mm-hmm.
So what I can do to encourage people now that are employed to give, now's the time for them to give and help people like me who are passing through on the interstate, listening to be encouraged and inspired.
What I love is that you've done your part. I mean, for I'm sitting here tearing up listening to you, because the time that you were giving, I grew up listening to the radio station. Mm-hmm. So as you were giving, that enabled me to soak in all those words. I grew up listening to the Dick Ireland and the Peter and John, like you're saying.
Aaron, go give him a hug. I can't reach him from over here. Chuck, God bless you, my friend.
God bless you all. Keep up the good work.